So are we going to see the Instagram video coming up anytime in the next day or so, signing that new deal?
still working on it.
How are you and Steve working together and having him there with a guy who's got experience as being a, I don't know, just been around forever, who's made a lot of plays? What kind of a difference has that made?
It's just been good, you know, just being able to get knowledge off him, how he sees certain routes. And he's very, very competitive. And, you know, it's when you're playing corner, you need to have that mentality. So I just really like his energy and what he brings to our room just as far as competing and not letting anybody catch the ball.
Now that you've been through the off-season stuff, and I know it's only been less than a week here, but what have you learned from him? Even though you've been around for a long time and know a lot, what have you learned from him?
Yeah, he's very good, I'm saying, with his press. You know, I've been just changing up presses and just different techniques, but he's really good with, he's very, very quick with his feet and hands on the line. So just watching him do that from ever since he's been here has just been something I just like, man, I just got to make, it makes me want to stay tight on my press coverage and making sure I'm working my feet and hands on the line.
How about some of the other guys? I know Mark Barron didn't. He decided to get the, he got the early vets day. I mean, you should be due for one here pretty quick. But that gave Devin Bush a chance to get a lot of reps. And again, I know it's only one day, but just from kind of early impressions, what have you seen?
You know, just he loves the game. He likes to, he's very physical. He's smart. He's getting in the holes, filling the holes. And you can obviously tell, you know, he's not afraid to hit and he can run. So those are a little bit of everything. So just being able for him to get more comfortable in the calls, I can't wait to see what he can do just moving forward.
How about speaking up? Now, you were in a similar position when you were a first-round pick, a high pick, mm-hmm. where you come in and you kind of want to pick your spots, but he's in a position where he does have to make calls. Mm-hmm. How's he doing with that?
He's doing good. He's doing real well. I know it's a lot, you know, just as far as being a linebacker in the defense. I couldn't imagine coming in the corner. I'm outside. Mostly I'm doing man-to-man to cover threes. But with them, you have to know what the D-line's doing, what the checks are when motions go. So I think as much as he studies, he needs to study his tape as much as he possibly can. He's doing a good job making calls, but I told him, the sooner that you learn the checks and everything, the sooner you can stop worrying about what we're doing and start looking over there at the offense and trying to see where they're lined up and what they got going on.
Right, just a couple more for Joe Hayden here on the Fan. How about Justin Lane? Because he's still a new DB mm-hmm. as far as playing the DB position. What have you seen from him?
Man, I seen, you know, the first day, I mean, he's doing really good covering. But one thing, man, we doing those team run drills. He's coming up, he's sticking, making tackles. You know, that's one thing that you have to be able to do in this defense. You have to be able to do as a corner. So, I mean, he's just still learning, still adjusting. But, I mean, if he can tackle like that and still continue to just cover and compete, I mean, he's going to be fine.
How are they for as pick-on guys? Like, in other words, you know, you get those first-round pick, the third-round pick. You want to kind of break them in a little bit. How are they? Can they take it?
Oh, no, definitely. They could take it. And, you know, I think we got a really good group. I'm not really the hazing type. So, you know, as long as they got the snacks, as long as they're on time and everything, you know what I'm saying, we'll be fine.
What's the penalty if you forget a snack?
We just...
Oh, you don't have to worry about that yet.
We haven't had to worry about it yet, so we'll hopefully don't have to find out.
All right, hey, Joe, thank you. Appreciate it.